At a news conference in Albany this morning, New York Governor George Pataki said it was a snow day for state workers and they should just stay home. Pataki says New York City's subway system remains shut down because of yesterday's massive blackout, even though power is being restored to all five boroughs. NPR's Jim Zaroli was up early this morning walking around the streets of New York. He's now in our New York bureau. He joins us. Do you still don't have any power there?
We don't know. Around the city, power is coming on slowly. I keep hearing that from people. I talked this morning to a man who worked at a telecommunications company. He was sort of standing on the corner waiting for a diesel truck to come by, and he said there is power now in Queens, parts of Queens, and in Staten Island. The west side of Manhattan now has power, but where we are, we're still without any power at all. It's pretty slow here. We're basically not able to do very much of anything. If you walk around, there's sort of a lot of very forlorn looking people trying to use their cell phones, trying to find out, you know, when they can get on a train out of the city. So it's still a pretty difficult situation here.
Does the city look any different without power?
It's a lot. Everything's shut down. Here in New York, we're used to thinking that everything's going to be always open and available to you whenever you want it. But really, there are no stores open except for maybe a few delis that are selling non-perishable foods, you know, soft drinks, things like that. But basically, the offices are closed, stores, restaurants, just about everything's shut down. There was a couple car dealers, car rental agencies near us. They're shut down. There's just basically a woman out there to tell people that there are no cars available, and there haven't been any cars available since 8 o'clock last night.
What were people telling you that you met in the streets?
Well, a lot of people are asking me questions. What do I know about when the power is coming on? A lot of people in this area, at least, were here yesterday when the power went out, and they didn't have any way out of the city because, of course, the commuter trains largely haven't been running, the subway trains haven't been running, so they've just been they had to stay with friends or in hotels if they were lucky. There were even people that had to sleep in the parks, so they've been waiting to go home. Some of them waiting a long time. There are other people out this morning trying to go to work, but for the most part, they were few and far between.
It was determined pretty early on that the blackout was not the result of terrorism, and Mayor Bloomberg was quick to promise that the New York Stock Exchange would be open today. But does this look like a city? Doesn't sound like it. That's ready to get back to business.
No, I don't think so. I mean, there are a few diehard people that have come into work today. I was outside one really big office building, and I talked to a stock trader who was sort of waiting outside and looking up very forlornly. As soon as the building was opened, he was going to walk up 31 floors and go to work, but the staff wouldn't let him in the office. I talked to a pharmacist who was waiting for her drugstore to open, but basically not many people on the job today.
Jim, thanks very much, and do your best to stay cool.
Thank you.
NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York.